You. Hi, guys. So great to see you this morning. And we're carrying on with the workout series. 1st of January, I'm sure most of us, you know, made it an aim. We're going to get physically fit. But that is great. And we're taking it a step further now and also getting spiritually fit. Okay, so the first week, we're learning about how we spend time in God's Word through daily devotions. Second week was all about fasting. And today we'll be looking at prayer. All right. So first we'll start with an activity where each group will be given a quote. You have to read the quote and see what you come up with regards to prayer. So when you've read the quote, you should be able to say prayer is, and then finish off depending on what you read on the quote. All right. You done? Okay, great. Okay, so we'll have each group come up. Okay, one person from each group come up, read the quote they were given, and tell us what they came up with. So who has quote number one? Number one.
Some people think God does not like to be troubled without constant coming and asking. The only way to trouble God is not to come at all. Prayer is communicating with God about our problems or requests constantly. When you don't speak with God, your relationship fades away.
Awesome. Then number two.
Prayer in the midst of trouble helps us to see God again. It gets our eyes off our problems and focuses us afresh on God, who is all-powerful, merciful, and just. Prayer is a tool. It's a light. Prayer helps us to focus on the more important picture, which is God. Prayer gets us closer to God and help us see God.
Amen. Thank you. Number three. Who has number three? There you go.
There's no greater joy on earth or in heaven than communion with God, and prayer in the name of Jesus brings us into communion with Him. Prayer is a communion with God that brings us joy and fulfillment in life.
Thank you. Awesome. And then number four.
True prayer is a way of life, not just for use in case of an emergency. Make it a habit, and when the need arises, you will be in practice. Prayer is a lifestyle, not enough just to pray when you're in need. Building a relationship with God is important.
Amen. Thank you. And next, number five.
Our prayer requests are not meant to give God information He needs. He knows our needs before we pray. We pray to unburden our hearts and to show we care, and because He chooses to work through our prayers. Prayer is to unburden our hearts so that God can work through us.
Amen. Thank you. And then number six.
We are not told that Jesus ever taught His disciples how to preach, but He taught them how to pray. He wanted them to have power with God. Then He knew they would have power with man. Prayer is a connection with God and growing spiritually with Him.
Awesome. Great job, guys, on coming up with all those definitions on what prayer is. So prayer is a way of communicating with God. It's a way of speaking to God and deepening and developing our relationship with Him. It is a two-way street where we speak, but we also listen to Him. It is not about us just asking for things, but as we listen, we also get guidance and we also get leadership from Him. It is not a once-off event or something, or it is not about using too many words, but it's all about what we are saying to Him and the quality of what we are saying to Him. As children of God, we have the privilege to pray. We have the privilege to speak to the most important person here on earth, the person that created us, the person that loves us so much, the person that is behind all that we see and all that we have, and that is a great privilege. Now, question is, how do we pray? When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, He gave them a model prayer known as the Lord's Prayer. And it goes like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So what we get from it is, first we need to acknowledge God. It says, hallowed be your name. And we need to accept his will in as much as we want things done our way. But we need to know that his way is perfect. His way is better than our way. Therefore, let his will be done. And we can also ask for provision. It says, give us this day our daily bread. There's no problem with us asking God for whatever we need. He's our Father, after all. And we need to ask for forgiveness. In our weaknesses and as human beings, we make mistakes, but we need to rise up and ask God to forgive us and give us a fresh start in him. And through prayer, we can also ask for guidance and protection. There's so many things that we go through, so many challenges that we face, and he understands and is there to offer us guidance and protection. So we can use this guideline when we are praying, using the word pray, with P standing for praise, praising God, praising his name, R standing for repent, as I've mentioned before that, you know, when we fall, we need to ask for forgiveness, and then ask for whatever we need, and we also need to yield. So it's similar to the guideline that we got last year, using the same letters, pray, the same letters, P-R-A-Y, for pray. Now we're going to put this into practice. So everyone's going to list the things that you need to pray for and be specific about those things. And then in pairs, you're going to pray for each other and intercede. You only share one of those things and then pray for each other concerning that one item. And use the model that I've given, praise, repent, ask, and yield. All right, in this coming week, please let's try and set aside time to deepen our relationship with God through prayer. And as we ask for things, let's remember to be specific about our needs. And we should remember to make it a dialogue where we do not only speak, but we also listen to what he has to say. And we should try and intercede for two people. They can be family members, they can be friends, your teacher, your neighbor, anyone who God lays on your heart to pray for during this week. It'll be good if you can keep a journal and write down your prayer request as well as what God is saying to you during your prayer time. So there are four ways we're going to look at on how God answers prayer. So the first one is yes. So you pray, God says yes, and immediately it is done. When the Israelites were coming from Egypt, they got to the Red Sea, and they needed to cross that sea so that they could be on the other side of the sea. Pharaoh and his army were pursuing them. They were behind them. And they prayed. They called on God. God answered them immediately by parting the Red Sea, and they passed through without any difficulty. So that's one good example from the Bible where God answered immediately. God can also say yes, but wait. So it's yes, but not now, because his timing is perfect. Abraham was promised a son, but he didn't get the son immediately. He waited for some years until he and his wife got the son that God promised them. So another way God answers is differently. So he still says yes, but in a different way than you expect, because he knows what is best for us. Remember, we said from the model prayer that his will should be done. Therefore, when we pray, we should ask God to help us to accept his will. And the last one is when he says no. That's because he loves us so much that he has, you know, great plans for us. So what we're asking for is not exactly his will for us. It's not exactly maybe his timing or whatever it is. So still, when you're praying, we should keep in mind that he loves us so much that he would not give us something that is not right for us. A mother would not let her two-year-old child play with the sharpest knife in the house. The child may kick and scream all they want, but the mother loves the child so much that she would not let harm come through the child's way. Same with God. He would not let harm come our way. Sometimes he has to say no, even though it's difficult for us to accept. Okay, so we have established what prayer is. It's communication with God. It is a two-way street. We speak, but we also listen. It is not about too many words. It's not about requests. And as we pray, we can use the Lord's Prayer, where we got the guideline for praise. When we come before God, we praise Him first. We repent, we ask, and we also yield. And as we pray, we should remember that God answers in different ways, which are, you could say yes, or you could say yes, but wait, or He could say yes, but I'll answer in a different way, or the answer could be no, but it's all for our good and all for His glory. All right, let us pray. Father, we bless Your name and we thank You for being with us during this service as we've been learning about prayer. Father, we ask You that You help us to be people of prayer. And as we pray, help us to accept Your will. In this week, help us, Lord, to set aside time to deepen our relationship with You, to speak with You, but to also hear what You have to say to us. Guide us, walk with us, O God. Thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so next week, Auntie Jen will be preaching on praise. So come prepared for an awesome sermon and an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. Amen.